Taste of Buffalo is this weekend, and we're getting you set for it all week here on WBEN. Taste of Buffalo Chair Matthew Rees joining us in studio this morning. Congrats to you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a huge week. Maybe the biggest summer festival in Buffalo.
Absolutely. One of the biggest food festivals in the country, and we're gearing up for it. It's going to happen real soon, so get yourself ready, plan it out.
One everybody looks forward to. Now, everyone knows the Taste of Buffalo, very familiar, but there's still a ton of planning. I know that has to go in. When does the planning start, and then what does like this week look like for you?
Planning starts right from the very end of the show or the end of the festival every year. So we kind of take a very short break right afterwards and then kind of get things started starting September and then head strong right into now. Lots of planning, lots of emails, lots of coordination. But this last week is really kind of just, you know, dotting those I's, crossing those T's, and getting those last-minute plans in place so that we're ready for this weekend.
What do people need to know about this year's Taste? Are there any big changes this year?
Well, we have 40 great restaurants this year. 12 are brand new, and half of the restaurants that are returning are featuring a new food item. So there's lots to be had food-wise there. Obviously, we're bringing our entertainment, great food and wine options, but lots to be seen. You can check out tasteofbuffalo.com for all things going on and download our festival guide for all the latest.
You guys always have something, you know, new and fun that you're cooking up, and a lot of it works. I remember when you introduced the healthy option, right? And that seemed that was a popular thing because it stuck around.
Yeah, you know, Taste of Buffalo, every year we try to provide some new items for our guests to enjoy. This year we're featuring the Hot Ones show from the network First We Feast, and Buffalo's own camera guy Bill will be actually on site handing out some last dab. So if you can get your spice on under the meet and greet, we're calling it the heat and greet. So he'll be featured there, and in some of the actual restaurants will be featured using their sauces in some of their dishes.
That's pretty cool. And Rockstar Kitchens, they're back, right?
Rockstar Kitchens are back. Yeah, get excited about that. They're featured actually in this time. We used to have them spread out. We're having them more closer together this year, so you can actually get them all in one spot. And we have some great chefs lined up there. We have a featured James Beard, a winner or finalist from Southern Junction. And then we also have the pizza there from Jay's Artisan. He's one of the top 10 in the world. So there's some great food choices to be had.
We take it for granted sometimes, right, that we have such great food in Western New York. I know you mentioned the James Beard Award, and, you know, that to me, you tell me, what's the James Beard Award? I have no idea.
So but James,
I just saw somebody online flew from, you know, somewhere in the South to Buffalo just to go to Southern Junction because of that award and that nomination.
Absolutely. I think, you know, people, we take for granted what we have here. Buffalo is such a great, Western New York for that matter, is such a great, you know, destination for food. And, you know, I think we're second to none, maybe outside of New York City as far as cultural cuisines. But yeah, the James Beard Award is the best of the best. And the fact that we have a finalist with Ryan Hernandez from Southern Junction producing just amazing barbecue and his fusion of Indian, it's one of the best. And, you know, we really should be proud of the food offerings we have here. And you can get them right down Taste of Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, it showcases Buffalo's best, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's, you know, to me, Taste of Buffalo is really a celebration of all things great in Buffalo, especially its food, but more, you know, its people, its culture, its community. And that's part of what we do here is we want to showcase the best of Western New York and Buffalo. And by bringing them all in one spot, you get a chance to kind of celebrate all of that at once.
How do you attack the Taste? Is there a starting point and ending point for you, the favorite way? I know everybody kind of does it a little bit differently.
Yeah, you know, I look at that festival guide, and I kind of start my planning out, and I check out, you know, oh, that sounds good, this sounds good. There's no favorites. There's really no rhyme or reason for myself. Some people like to start number one and go right down to number 40. But really, I can think it's, you know, going on our festival guide and downloading that and starting kind of your checklist of get there first, get there second. But, you know, there's a lot to be had. So definitely pace yourself. Make it a two-day event. You know, do lunch, dinner, both days or one or the other.
Yeah, pace yourself. I love it. It does save if you buy your tickets pre-sale.
Right? Yeah, so we partner with Tops. Tops is our presenting sponsor for this 42nd year. We really appreciate their commitment to us, but we do offer pre-sale vouchers. So you can go to any Tops location and purchase a pre-sale ticket voucher in $10 increments. Or if you want to save even further, you can get a $60 pre-sale voucher, which enables you to get 4 free Coca-Cola beverages.
All right, so a perfect way to save a little bit if you're heading out to the Taste of Buffalo this week. Hard to believe it's already here.
It is hard to believe. You know, you kind of pinch yourself and you start in the beginning of the year and it's January and you say, oh man, there's like 5 months, 6 months to go. And then here we are.
Boom. Yeah. What are the hours Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah. So this just July 12th will be from 11 to 8 p.m. And Sunday, July 13th will be from 11 to 7 p.m.
All right. And I know we'll be talking about the Taste all week long right here on WBEN.
Matthew, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me. Can't wait to see you there.
Have a great week. Yeah, we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Reese is the chair of the 2025 Taste of Buffalo.